Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading or you're a veteran at this, this podcast gives you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled, If It Pleases the King. This week's big truth, though we can't always see him moving, we can trust God is with us and working for us. The book of Esther never mentions God by name, but his fingerprints are everywhere. Even when his people felt powerless and threatened, God was actively working behind the scenes, guiding conversations, directing timing, and reversing what evil intended. This week's Christ Connection. While the situation seemed hopeless for Esther's people, the Jews, God was totally in control and had a plan to save them. Humanity's situation may have looked hopeless because of the depth of their sin. But God always had a plan for our salvation, the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. Just as God rescued his people from destruction in Esther's day, he rescues us from the ultimate destruction of sin. So this week, Esther 3, Haman, the king's powerful official, casts lots and secures a decree to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews in the Persian Empire. Shockingly, this decree is issued the night before Passover, the very celebration of God's rescuing Israel from Egypt. It seemed like evil had won. Then we look over in Esther 8, and after Haman is exposed, Esther courageously approaches the king to plead for her people. The king authorizes a new edict, one that allows the Jews to defend themselves. What looked like certain destruction turns into gladness, joy, and celebration across the empire. Even though God's name isn't written in the book, his providence is unmistakable here. He works through Esther's courage, Mordecai's integrity, and the timing of events, even the politicians of the Persian court to save his people. So here are some questions your students might ask this week in small group. Why would God let something so evil get this far? Why does God feel hidden sometimes? Do I really have a purpose where I am? And does God use the bad parts of our story? See, students often assume God is only working when life feels good. This week, help them see that faith is not about interpreting circumstances, but about trusting God's character. Both good and hard moments are places where God invites us to live boldly, love others well, and trust him deeply. Remind your students that God is present in their quiet moments, their confusing seasons, and even the places they feel most alone. Here's this week in one sentence. God is always present and always working, even when we can't see him. Esther's story teaches us that nothing can stop God's plan and nothing can separate us from his care. Encourage your students to look for where God might be quietly at work around them this week. Well, guys, with the weather threat of the weekend, the winter weather that we have been hearing about on the news, I want you to keep a lookout on the church website, on our social media pages, and our church app to find out what's going on here at Forest Hills Baptist Church this coming Sunday morning, okay? So stay safe on the roads, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. Well, thanks again for tuning in to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.